we are out here, the last podcast of this month. Thank fucking God. Well, since it's the last podcast of this month, and like two more months, because a nigga needs a break, I'm just gonna talk about the history of Danny Fenton. Danny Fenton is a Nicktoons created by Butch Hartman. He created Fairy Odd Parents, Tough Puppy, and Bumpson is a Beast. The show premiered on April 3rd, 2004. It is one of the network's superhero and action shows. The show revolves around a 14-year-old boy who was half half human and half ghost after a lab accident with his father on particularly Fenton Portal. Hartman considers the series to be his best known and most critically acclaimed work, describing its short lifespan and similar influence compared to the Fairy Odd Parents. The show also reclaimed a massive cult following, mostly from teenagers and adults due to the show's having a teenage protagonist in high school, which they could relate to. Some parents have even praised the show due to its dealing with more mature themes and a appearance mainly to younger audience, as well as the mature lessons the show conveys. The show was canceled in 2007 due to going over budget. Many have protested against the show's cancellation. Danny Fenton centers on the life and adventures of Danny Fenton, an unpopular but good-natured 14-year-old boy attending Casper High School in the small town of Something Park. He lives with ghost hunter parents, Maddie and Jack, a smart yet overbearing 16-year-old sister, Jazz, short for Jasmine, a present for his wealthy, goth-minded friend, Sam Miles Manson. Danny decides to explore the ghost border that his parents have created and fail to attempt to bring a bridge to the real world and the ghost zone, the ghostly parallel universe of Earth. Once inside, Danny accidentally press the on button, which his parents failed to do for some odd fucking reason, activating the portal, which infuses his DNA with an X-Pon, transforming him into a half-ghost boy. Danny, who calls himself Danny Fenton in ghost form, quickly develops the ability to fly and become invisible, becoming untangible in his overshadowing abilities, which allows him to possess and control people after first learning how to switch back and forth between his ghost form and human form over time. He developed much stronger abilities such as Ghost Ray. It's a blast of kinetic energy he fires from his hands. This ghost rail, it's a very powerful scream that knocks back anyone caught in the path. Telekinesis and cryokinesis Danny is frightened by his new abilities and has little control over them, but soon learns to use them to protect his town from a plethora of ghosts. after the defeat of the Lunch Lady Ghost in the first episode. Then he turns to his life of a superhero, using his powers to rid his hometown from variety of ghosts that punch it, who are almost always bought into the world thanks to this random activities of Benton's ghost powers. Ghost portal. Danny's two best friends, the goth vegan chick named Sam, and the fun-loving technology named Tucker Foley, supports Danny and helps him with ghost fighting. Danny's ghost form is a polarizing of what he looks like when he enters the ghost portal. When he goes ghost, his black hair turns white and his blue eyes turn green in a white jumpsuit he was wearing during the accident is now in a negative cutter with the white areas of the suit becoming black and vice versa. And the black boots he wears fuse into the suit and turns white. But Sam had not removed the Jack Phantom logo on Danny Fenton's jumpsuit before the accident, would have been partly part of Danny's ghost form. In the second season of Ghost Grant, Sam's invasion wished that she and Danny have never met. In consequences, Danny lost his ghost powers, pursuing Danny to go to the portal the first place, which then led to the accident. In the end, Sam pursues Danny, now fully human, to regain his powers by recreating the accident. The time wearing the jumpsuit of his newly designed the DP logo on the chest. So it appears when he goes ghost from now on. Alright. So the original one on Nickelodeon, April 3rd, 2004 to August 24th, 2007. Read ones August 25th, 2007 and November 14, 2009. On Nicktoons, it premiered June 1st, 2007 to March 31st, 2021. TeenNick/ yeah, just TeenNick. January 16, 2019. December 25th, 2020, November 5th through 8th, 2021. Okay, you got Danny Fenton, Jazz, Jack Fenton, Manny Fenton. You got all the other characters. DVD release, Danny Fenton videographic. Danny Fenton made its home video debut not on any DVDs of its own, but rather due to the Nick Pax compilation DVDs. Of all original tunes, one Danny Fenton episode each. On September 16, 2018, Amazon.com released two on-demand Danny Fenton DVD sets. Labeled as season 1 and season 2, the set actually only contains the first 13 episodes of each season, admittedly, and were eventually correct to include the full season in November 2009. A full modification on demand sets of the third season followed on June 9th, 2009. Later, Donna Phantom was amongst the Nicktoons licensed to Shout Factory. We'll put wheelchair versions of the season sets from 2011 to 2014. For some reason, Shouts spoiled the second season across two viral to this set and have a few episodes repeating between the two sets, where they release a complete series DVD set of the second season. This will contain from 4 to 3 and remove the repeated episodes. The show spanned 2 video games, both based on episodes of the show. Danny Fenton, the Ultimate Alien for the Game Boy Advance, and Danny Fenton, Urban Jungle for the Game Boy Advance and Nintendo DS. Danny also appeared as a playable character in all 4 games in the Nickelodeon Reunite series. Not notable that he and SpongeBob SquarePants are the only characters to be playable in the entire series. Nicktoons, Freeze Frame, Freeze, Nicktoons, MLB, Nicktoons, All-Stars Brawl, and Nicktoons Kart Races 2 and 3. Man, why did the show got a short-ass white span? Okay, comics based on Danny Fenton appeared sporadically in Nickelodeon magazines, and the Nickelodeon magazines present specials between 2004 and 2008. In September 2022, it was announced that a new graphic novel set after the series finale titled Danny Fenton: A Glitch in Time was in works, and it's set to be published on July 18th, 2023. What can I talk about now? How short is this history? Let's just talk about Chalk Zone. Chalk Zone is an animated TV series produced by Funimation for Nickelodeon, and it was religiously featured on the old year cartoons, and and it is one of the 3 spin-offs of the shows, alongside the Fairy Odd Parents in My Life as a Teenage Robot. Chalk Zone aired from March 22nd, 2002 to August 23rd, 2008, airing 40 episodes over 4 seasons, a soundtrack album titled In the Zone, and had also been released. The last episode that aired on regular schedule was the Crash House Gift of the Game /Snapshot 2 Wild Chalk Zone / Go Pop on June 22nd, 2005. The show went on hiatus from then until June 4th, 2008. The remainder episodes aired on Nick between June 4th to August 23rd, 2008. Reruns aired on Nicktoons for the channel, debuting until August 2013. The main character of the elementary school, a 5th grader student named Ruby Tobuxis, Elizabeth Daly, has been gifted with a magical undoing piece of chalk that allows them to cross the chalk zone, an ultimate dimension where everything and everyone that's ever been drawn in the chalk in a race takes form as a living or triangle. The show concepts on the adventures of Ruby, Psychic Snap, and a classmate, Penny, within the zone. Although the show had two actors per episode, like most Nicktoons, it does not follow the standard two shorts per episode structures. Instead, each episode typically consists of the following structures. Two segments centered on Ruby's adventures in the Chalk Zone for the first one, usually being 11 minutes long, and the latter between 7 minutes long in the first season. This was usually one of the original shorts from Oh Yeah Cartoon, at 3-minute shorts starting Snap, and a 1-minute song to close out the episode. Episodes. Really, your name is Randall? So, Ruby, the shy artist who the show stars when he was 8, he's at orbit the magic chalk and travels to the chalk zone for the first time. Snap. Ruby's chalk zone pal, based on a character drawn on a chalkboard, who was supposed to be rival of the monster centers around the school bully Ned. Penny, Ruby's geeky classmate, who he has a secret crush on. She first appears on the Oh Yeah episode Ruby Date. Reg, the school's Reg Bull Nerd, the school bully, he enjoys blaming as his method of bullying. Joe, Ruby's father, who runs a meat shop, his voice resembles that of Ned Flanders from The Simpsons, but in a high-pitched demeanor. Ruby's mom, who calls Ruby down in Oprah singing-like voice. Ruby's cartoon-hating school teacher describes that he once enjoyed them as children. Penny's mother, who is a doctor and scientist. The Garner of Magic. Chalk Miles, he was drawn by a Scottish artist who gave him a kilt. He does not like the kilt and one eye. He was later given a second eye by Ruby, who in turn gave him access to the mouse. Blocky, a childlike drawing, Ruby drew Queen Rap, Chalk Zone's hot rap artist who Snap has a crush on. Chalk's dad, a drawing Ruby made represents and sounds similar to Ruby's father. Spyfly, a chalk fly with a camera attached to his head. And Jim Cunningham, a villain and strange looking chalk being who was originally drawn by it. Ruby, has teeth, but then after everyone drawled, another part of him was called hideous and erased into the chalk zone. He is considered out to get Ruby. The flying singing henchmen and a group of robots looking for each other. Fuck it, and close this shit out. Hold on. Awards. Toxon was nominated for numerous awards, including two Annie Awards as a an Image Awards. If one counts its part on OER cartoon, Toxon is the third longest running Nickelodeon show in terms of how long it took to air all the episodes that has ended its ran at 10 years, only to be behind Rugrats and Ferret Parents. Although the show finished its original airing in 2008, the last episode was completed in 2004. Alright. Done with this fucking month. Done with this podcast shit. We out here.